This one is called the E6. It's one of our treble bells.
And finally today, this holiday audio postcard from the Back Bay Ringers.
And we perform on a 6-octave range of bells. So we have from G2 all the way up to G8. My name is Griff Gall. I'm the artistic director of the Back Bay Ringers. We founded the Back Bay Ringers in 2004. We are one of 5 community handbell ensembles here in Massachusetts. Boston has a special connection to the art of handbell ringing. In 1902, Margaret Shercliffe, who was a Beacon Hill resident, traveled with her father to England. Her father had a passion for restoring the tower bells that were hanging in some of the churches in Boston. And as part of the trip, she was actually awarded 8 handbells that became the first bells to be brought to the United States. So this is one of our lower to middle bass bells. And as they're playing, you'll actually hear them use a lot of different techniques. They do everything from use mallets on them. They'll also actually play the bells right into our padded table to create a really interesting stopped sound called a martellato. A handbell is different from, say, a dinner bell in that the clapper is fixed so that it only moves in a north-south parallel. It doesn't sort of clang in any direction like a dinner bell might. In a handbell ensemble, there may be 70 bells, each tuned to a different pitch, much like each key is tuned on a keyboard. And they have to be working as a team in order to bring that score to life. Timing is incredibly important in this art form. Being the artistic director is very exciting because I have the responsibility of selecting the music that we perform. And one of the most difficult parts of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen is the opening section of this. A single line of eighth notes, so just repeated eighth notes, will actually come down basically in a scale, straight down the entire ensemble at a really quick tempo. And that exposed single line is a really challenging skill for an ensemble to achieve in order to have all of those notes ringing musically and together with the same dynamic or sense of line as it's moving. One of our other instruments that we love to use is called the choir chimes. We love the choir chimes because they make a really beautiful, mellow, gentle sound. What's interesting is that when bell bands in England were very popular in the late 1800s, they weren't actually popular with Christmas music. They were very popular with more novelty classical pieces. And it wasn't really until they came to the United States that it really began being cemented as Christmas and handbells. It's always exciting when we ask our audience members how many people have heard a handbell ensemble for the first time, and we see many hands go up. And we hope that by coming to a Back Bay Ringers concert, that it's a time for them to relax and just enjoy some beautiful music in a very peaceful, calm setting. We absolutely love what we do.
And we love hearing it. Griff Gall is the artistic director of the Back Bay Ringers. The ensemble will perform the first of five holiday concerts this Friday night at the First Church in Boston. Our audio postcard was produced last year by my co-host Meghna Chakrabarty. There's more information about them at radioboston.org. And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.